Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May the 15th. I'm Dan Loney. In the tech headlines, Samsung says the Galaxy S5 is doing better than its predecessor, and a 3D printer from Autodesk. Those stories and more coming up, but first, Cisco Systems reported year-over-year declines in third-quarter revenue and earnings, but results surpassed its expectations. The network equipment giant posted a 12% drop in third-quarter net income and a 5.5% drop in revenue. More consumers may clamor for the next iPhone from Apple, thanks in part to those early upgrade plans being offered by some carriers. T-Mobile and AT&T are among those letting consumers upgrade their phones after just 12 or 18 months, instead of having to wait 2 years. Even if the new iPhone costs more, consumers may not care, according to Susquehanna analyst Chris Caso. That's because the carriers are allowing subscribers to spread out payments without having to put any money down. The speculation has been that the next iPhone will arrive in late summer or early fall. The latest flagship phone from Samsung, the Galaxy S5, is outpacing the sales performance of the previous model by 10%. Mobile business head J.K. Shin says sales of the S5 may lead to higher profit margins and market share this quarter. Autodesk is known for programs that help people make things. Now the San Francisco company plans to make something itself, a 3D printer and software to go along with it. Autodesk CEO Carl Bask is hoping to spur a hot market to move even faster. It's the company's first foray into hardware. The music identifying app Shazam has landed some small investments from the world's biggest recording companies. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Warner Music Group, Vivendi's Universal Music Group, and Sony Music Entertainment are each investing $3 million. As we continue, Netflix takes up even more internet bandwidth.
Flight 24 will depart from gate 39.
It's a good thing you're always ready to go.
Proceed to the gate.
After the 2-week vacation in St. Thomas, and the conference in New York, there was the unexpected client meeting on the coast and the middle of the night call to Asia. This was all before taking the red eye home with a delay. So it's good to know that even after weeks in airport parking, your Cadillac is also ready to hit the road. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts keep your Cadillac as ready to go as you are.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires at your Cadillac dealer. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Netflix is becoming an even bigger consumer of the internet's peak capacity. The Journal's Tom Ortuso has more.
New data from network gear maker Sandvine shows Netflix traffic accounted for 34% of North America's downloads during peak evening hours this year, up from 32% in the latter half of last year. YouTube remained the second heaviest source of peak traffic, but its share fell to 13% from 19% 6 months ago. Amazon's share of peak traffic ticked up to 1.8%. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.
The memory chips that we use to store video, pictures, and music on mobile and wearable devices are getting bigger. A lot bigger. Toshiba is partnering with Samsung to produce what is called 3D flash memory, which could lead to storage capacities of up to a terabyte. The nearly $5 billion deal will include a new factory in Japan where the new flash memory chips will be made. Rival Samsung had previously announced its use of similar technology. And finally today, the debate over net neutrality will take center stage today when the chairman of the FCC unveils his plan to regulate broadband networks. According to people familiar with the draft, the proposal will try to prevent broadband providers from blocking or slowing down websites, but will allow some deals in which content companies pay for preferential treatment. That's it for this time. Thanks for joining us. And remember, check out the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.